Australian Indigenous people were some of the first scientists in the world, with incredible knowledge covering the environment, astrology, and bush food, to name the least. Oldways New is an Indigenous-owned company based in Redfern, which works to create culturally grounded, socially and environmentally sustainable technologies, such as artificial intelligence. I spoke with Trial Woolway woman and CEO of Oldways New, Angie Abdillah.
From an Indigenous perspective, when we think about AI, what we're looking at is not just the rights of humans, but also the earth rights and a much more holistic, broader understanding of not just human rights, but environmental rights.
In 2012, Angie was exploring how she could introduce coding and robotics to Indigenous kids in a culturally relevant way when she realised the infinite opportunities Indigenous technology has for improving the future.
What I saw back then was there was this infinite reservoir of knowledge that we just need to, as Aboriginal people, tap back into to be able to see how we can imagine the future of technology, not through a Western lens, because what we see through Western technologies is that the development of Western technologies are often driven by economics, power. So when we look at the evolution of Indigenous technologies, they come from a very different place. And so that's precisely why I thought, well, there's a huge body of knowledge that's already here, that exists, that we just need to build on.
The National Indigenous Science Education Program, or NISEP, provides Indigenous kids in regional New South Wales with an opportunity to experiment with science and mentoring. The kids learn about the depth of their culture's tech and science advancements through elders. A young Indigenous man, originally from Casino and now living on Gadigal country in Sydney, Will Fraser's involvement in the program has led him to study a double degree of law and science at Macquarie University.
Just the extent of Indigenous science and Indigenous knowledge is something that I guess is kind of mind-blowing. Indigenous people of Australia pretty much are the world's first scientists. They had systems of agriculture, astronomy, they knew about things like the climate and biodiversity, and that knowledge has sort of been with the people and in Australia for, you know, many, many millennia. And so to know that, I suppose, it is something to be proud of, but something that's also really interesting. And I think if more people knew about that, would also be something very beneficial for everyone.
Considering Australia is seeing the effects of climate change firsthand, Indigenous knowledge is a necessity to maintain the country's environment and rich cultural history into the future.
I know people who have worked in areas like fire management, who have employed Indigenous practices that have been used for thousands of years in things like burning off for prevention of bushfires. And I'm sure these people would be more knowledgeable than me on the matter, but my understanding is even the New South Wales government at the moment is employing those Indigenous practices in bush management and fire management around New South Wales to try and prevent bushfires, but as well rejuvenate the rainforests of our countryside in New South Wales.
Joanne Jamie, an associate professor at Macquarie University and co-director of NISEP, has witnessed the way traditional Indigenous knowledge has broken ground in the worlds of science and technology.
In the case of bush medicines, as an example, so the elders have this wonderful knowledge that it's constantly evolving, but it's come over a number of years, and they've learnt what plants work and how they work, for example, topical applications to treat sores and wounds. And using that knowledge, we've been able to look at what is the bioactive ingredients of these plants, for example, and together that helps us in understanding what might be useful in healthcare or development of new medicines. But I've been able to, through speaking with the elders, also understand so much more about their knowledge of just the land and how they care for it and how they can actually help ensure that we have sustainable practices, for example.
In light of what Joanne said, Will highlighted the importance of reconciliation in order to preserve Indigenous science.
I think being able to use those cultural practices and share them with the rest of the country is something that's also important for, you know, recognition of Indigenous history, as well as moving towards reconciliation from a political standpoint as well.
To celebrate National Science Week, Sydneysiders can learn about the importance of Indigenous knowledge at a number of events. Keir Winesmith, the Chief Technology Officer at Old Ways New, will be speaking with Angie Abdillah at the Indigenous Sciences Symposium on Saturday at the Powerhouse Museum.
We're going to be talking about Indigenous AI, as we're really aware that all systems are cultural systems, and how we design and architect our systems as, you know, contemporary societies is sort of based on our worldview and often imbued with our biases and often imbued with maybe white, paternal, patriarchal biases. And in talking about Indigenous AI, we're thinking about different protocols and different governance and different strategies for designing autonomous systems.
Or on Sunday, you can catch the NICEP-led Indigenous Science Experience Family Fun Day at Redfern Community Centre. The free event will have a number of workshops such as Yarning with Elders on Bush Foods and Medicine, Indigenous Astronomy, Making Aboriginal Tools, and more.